Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about spending time working on a magazine. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the benefit each speaker gained from the experience of working on a magazine. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the personal quality each speaker thinks is most important for magazine work. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part four. Speaker 1.
I'm studying journalism at university, so when the chance of a summer job at WOW magazine came up, I jumped at it. It was unpaid, but it was totally worth the effort. I learned more about the trade in 6 weeks on the magazine than I did in 2 years at college. I did a lot of overtime. I was exhausted by the end of the day, but I was keen, so I didn't mind. In fact, it's vital to go the extra mile. It gets you noticed and makes it more likely that you'll be offered a job when you finally graduated.
Speaker 2.
I think to make it in the magazine business, you have to be a certain type of person. I mean, I'm quite sociable, which is fine, but I'm not what you call pushy. I'll do what's asked of me, whether it's checking computer records or even working extra hours, because I don't want to cause a fuss. But the people I met in the office were all very driven. They knew what they wanted and would go to any lengths to get their way. I think that's essential in journalism, and this realization has kind of put me off it, frankly. It's not really me. Time to explore other options.
Speaker 3.
I was surprised to get a temporary job at Country House magazine. The staff weren't at all as I'd expected. Everyone was so friendly and welcoming. That was a relief because I'm quite shy and get nervous when I meet new people. I did mostly administrative work. I'm good at that sort of thing. I can apply myself to any task. So I made a good impression. The editor told me she liked people with focus. They make the best journalists. And I met some interesting people who promised to help me find work when I finally graduate, if I decide to go into journalism. So that was nice.
Speaker 4.
A friend of my uncle got me a job on the magazine. It wasn't badly paid and the hours were decent. The thing was, though, everyone seemed so fussy and obsessed with little things, like they'd go mad if I got a date wrong or misspelt someone's name. I guess that kind of nitpicking is a must for journalists, though, especially with an online magazine. Anyway, my worry was I knew I wasn't really much of a team player. I preferred to do my own thing. But I was prepared to put that to one side and try and knuckle down and take orders, which produced good results.
Speaker 5.
I'm quite a precise sort of person, but I'm not afraid of saying what I think or pushing boundaries. Turns out they quite like those qualities at the magazine. That's one thing I would say. You have to be creative and come up with original ideas if you're to climb the ladder in this profession. You can't afford to take it easy. That said, the rewards are worth it. The feeling I got when my first story appeared in that week's edition. What a buzz to see my name in print. I can see how journalists get hooked on it. I'm glad I did it. Now I can't wait to get qualified.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I'm studying journalism at university, so when the chance of a summer job at Wow magazine came up, I jumped at it. It was unpaid, but it was totally worth the effort. I learned more about the trade in 6 weeks on the magazine than I did in 2 years at college. I did a lot of overtime. I was exhausted by the end of the day, but I was keen, so I didn't mind. In fact, it's vital to go the extra mile. It gets you noticed and makes it more likely that you'll be offered a job when you finally graduated.
Speaker 2.
I think to make it in the magazine business, you have to be a certain type of person. I mean, I'm quite sociable, which is fine, but I'm not what you call pushy. I'll do what's asked of me, whether it's checking computer records or even working extra hours, because I don't want to cause a fuss. But the people I met in the office were all very driven. They knew what they wanted and would go to any lengths to get their way. I think that's essential in journalism, and this realisation has kind of put me off it, frankly. It's not really me. Time to explore other options.
Speaker 3.
I was surprised to get a temporary job at Country House magazine. The staff weren't at all as I'd expected. Everyone was so friendly and welcoming. That was a relief because I'm quite shy and get nervous when I meet new people. I did mostly administrative work. I'm good at that sort of thing. I can apply myself to any task. So I made a good impression. The editor told me she liked people with focus. They make the best journalists. And I met some interesting people who promised to help me find work when I finally graduate, if I decide to go into journalism. So that was nice.
Speaker 4.
A friend of my uncle got me a job on the magazine. It wasn't badly paid and the hours were decent. The thing was, though, everyone seemed so fussy and obsessed with little things, like they'd go mad if I got a date wrong or misspelt someone's name. I guess that kind of nitpicking is a must for journalists, though, especially with an online magazine. Anyway, my worry was I knew I wasn't really much of a team player. I preferred to do my own thing. But I was prepared to put that to one side and try and knuckle down and take orders, which produced good results.
Speaker 5.
I'm quite a precise sort of person, but I'm not afraid of saying what I think or pushing boundaries. Turns out they quite like those qualities at the magazine. That's one thing I would say. You have to be creative and come up with original ideas if you're to climb the ladder in this profession. You can't afford to take it easy. That said, the rewards are worth it. The feeling I got when my first story appeared in that week's edition. What a buzz to see my name in print. I can see how journalists get hooked on it. I'm glad I did it. Now I can't wait to get qualified.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.